Well, lots of events postponed, canceled, some we don't know about yet with this whole pandemic going on, and you just never know. We talked earlier about, the Morton Pumpkin Festival. At this point, they're still planning on having it, but that's not till September, so a little bit different situation.
They'll go pumpkin chunking.
Yep, exactly. 8:45, Galesburg's Morning News. Tom Aridith, Tyler Gumnick, Isher joining us to talk a little bit more this morning about an event that normally happens middle of summer here in Galesburg. Roger Lundeen, the general manager here of WGIL and our other stations. Roger, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm doing well. And well, you guys?
Good, good. Thanks for coming in with us here this morning. An event that normally happens, and it is probably one of the biggest events that happens here in Galesburg, and that is our 4th of July fireworks celebration, Big Bang Boom, and you've got some information on that this morning.
Yeah, Big Bang Boom, July 4th this year would have been 24 years, but due to the situation, probably no surprise, we're going to need to cancel that. So it won't be happening this year. May 1st is kind of our deadline to make sure everything's in order. Not everything is up and running, but as far as getting sponsorships, getting the fireworks arranged, putting the soundtrack together, vendors, working with the city, we can't go much later than May 1st as far as determining if we can have the event or not. So based on the governor's orders of stay at home, we don't know if that's going to get extended past June. We don't know the situation with the parks, but more than anything, we feel like it's pretty irresponsible to ask big groups of people to gather one way or another. So even if the stay-at-home order is lifted, which we hope will be the case, inviting the entire city to come out to Lake Story is probably not a good thing, and I don't think any of our sponsors would want to support that just as we don't. We certainly want to encourage the good health of the community, and the only way to do that is to not do the event this year. There's city employees that are involved in this. There's the vendors. There's the fireworks shoot team. There's our staff, the volunteers from the Lions Club that have been helping us, security guys that help with park and the concession stands. And you've seen the lines at the concession stands. You've seen the lines with our vendors. You've seen the lines at even the restrooms out there. Social distancing is probably not going to happen if we were to have that event. So,
well, I know you've talked with J&M Displays out of West Burlington, Iowa, that actually put our fireworks display together, and they do for many around the country. And you've heard from them that there's a whole lot of them that are canceling this year, especially the big ones.
Yeah, they do relatively somewhere around 500 Fourth of July events. Many of them, they just sell the fireworks, and you know, fire departments and volunteer groups put the shows on. Many of them, they do the professionally synchronized shows like we do, the more high-end shows. Very few of their customers are planning to have events this summer. There's a few that have bought fireworks and aren't sure yet, but I mean they don't. I don't think they even have any for sure events on the 4th. Some communities are trying to postpone it to see, maybe delay it to Labor Day weekend, if that works logically for them, and probably in the smaller communities that may or may not work. When there's a lot of pieces to the puzzle and the bigger events, it's pretty hard to move those things.
Yeah, and they're in a situation where they had to go ahead and order anyway, because all the, you know, the fireworks come from China. Who knows what's going to happen with all that, with trade with China over the next year, with after this whole thing too. So they've been put in kind of a tough spot as well.
Yeah, they usually get all their pyro from China in February. They order in the fall, and the stuff comes in early in the year. So they're all stocked up for this year. So now it looks like they're all stocked up for next year too. They even told me they had the opportunity to maybe get some extra stuff this year late. And they thought, well, we better do that just in case we have issues trying to get supplies next year. So,
well, yeah. And some people might ask, well, why can't you just push it back later? Well, we don't know what's going to happen later either.
We don't know what's going to happen later. And like I said, you know, it takes us a couple of months to totally organize this thing and to put it together, and then just put it on hold would be pretty difficult. Or, you know, waiting too long, you know, it would be hard to put that together later. So
I know we don't. It's hard. We don't ever really necessarily have a count of people that come to Lake Story, and I'm talking just at Lake Story, not all the ancillary areas around where people are watching the Big Bang Boom, but just at the lake. I mean, we're talking about thousands of people right on top of each other.
Yeah, at the lake for sure. Thousands of people on the beach side of the lake, in pretty tight quarters all along the north side of Lake Story. And then, of course, there's people in the campground, and there's many other kind of unofficial events around Lake Story. There's people over at Lincoln Park and sometimes Carl Sandburg College parking lot areas and those areas. And it would be really tough to encourage any sort of social distancing if we need to do that at that point.
Absolutely.
So, and we don't have 20,000 masks to pass out either.
Well, yeah,
I don't know if it's really quite that number. We've had those kind of estimates of attendance, particularly when you go the entire north side of the lake. I mean, all the way down to Lincoln Park, and even down by the spillway. There's people that congregate. So it's scattered a little bit, but each one of these areas is pretty heavily concentrated of spectators.
When you look at the number of cars, and you would guess that every car has a minimum one person, but probably at least two in most, except maybe somebody is working there that's come up and parked, and they've come by themselves.
Yeah, that's true. And there's families that, you know, kind of cook out there all day, and they have, you know, it's a great family day. So there's normally, when we're out there setting up at, you know, 6, 7 a.m., there's people already setting up their picnic tables and their tents and their blankets and cooking out for the day and throwing frisbees around and that kind of thing.
So the bottom line is just trying to be – don't feel it would be responsible to do it at this point, not knowing what the situation could be like in a couple of months.
Yeah, at this point, I mean, I don't think any big events are going to happen. I worry about concerts and fairs and all the festivals going on this summer. It's going to be pretty tough until we have lots more testing. I think we're kind of stuck in this mode of not a lot of big events, and of course ours is probably the biggest of single event in the city each year. So we can't see moving forward at this point.
And it's understandable, like we mentioned the Morton Pumpkin Festival. Well, that's not till September, so I understand holding off on on making decisions on how that's going to work. But if you're, you know, May, June, July, even into August, you not knowing. And it's so hard with any of these events, it's really hard to reschedule or push back.
Yeah, it is. It's pretty difficult. I saw that like Fair St. Louis, they've canceled their big event this year. Well, Champaign was one of the first to come out and cancel their fireworks show about a month ago. Many others around the Midwest particularly have already made the statement that they're canceling some again or postponed, but it's pretty tough to put those things together either last minute or even delay when there's so many pieces to this thing.
So Big Bang Boom will not happen this year. We hope that everything's going to be kind of back to normal in 2021 and that it will be back as big as ever.
Yeah, we sure hope so. Who knows what we're going to be doing a year from now. Hopefully it's as normal as it has been, but you know, the world's changing. We're not sure where things are going to be at as far, particularly with group gatherings.
Absolutely. So, yeah. Yeah.
I feel like when some of these restrictions are taken off, some places are going to have the biggest Easter de Mayo, yeah, exactly. 4th of July, Labor Day celebration ever. So that I feel some they're going to make up for it in some point. So.
We'll put that on the list of something we'll put together for next year.
Easter de Mayo.
St. Patrick de Mayo. It's
of July.
Memorial Day. Because, of course, we have Kentucky Derby and Indianapolis 500 both coming up next month also.
And those are supposed postponed.
To. Yeah, they've already been postponed.
The fall, I think.
Yeah, yeah. So it's such a crazy time we're living in. Roger Lundeen, our general manager here at WGIL and our other stations. Again, Big Bang Boom, of course, scheduled for 4th of July. And, due to the current situation, just, again, you just want to be responsible at this time.
We do. We don't think there's any other choice. We don't want to put anybody in harm's way. We don't want to put anybody in an uncomfortable position. Certainly don't want to ask the volunteers and the city people, you know, police, fire, emergency personnel to be involved in something that is going to either be very difficult to execute or just downright unsafe at this point. So we made that decision here.
All right.
Hey, while I'm here, I want to thank you guys. You know, we're hearing lots of good comments about what you guys do every day and everybody on the radio stations. And, you know, we have half of our staff working from home right now. As a matter of fact, I think, are you guys at home or are you here?
I don't know where I'm at sometimes. I can't even tell
sometimes. People, you know, some people are here, some people are not. We're not sure. We don't always say.
Tyler, but, are you here?
I just rolled up my sleeping bag.
But you're here.
But
yes.
Anyway, our staff's done a great job over the last month plus keeping people informed. So I appreciate you guys and everybody at the radio stations here.
Well, you're going to be getting complaint calls. Your morning guy says he's not going to wear a mask, so you'll get those calls, I'm sure.
Well, since you're at home, we don't really care.
So nobody knows. Nobody knows anyway. All right. Roger, thanks so much for taking some time with us again this morning. Appreciate it. And again, to recap, big